the midst of the four beasts. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Last night these two bouncers, and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. He's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
Books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
WMFO Medford on the town with Mikey D. This is Pam. I'll be here with you until midnight. And here's how it goes.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing. Control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from eBay.
in Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
That's right, it's On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I have some special guests in the studio tonight. Hello.
Good evening, Radio Land.
Good evening, good evening. Would you care to introduce yourselves?
Sure, yeah. We have, from Mansfield, Massachusetts, Miss Erin Shaw, artists galore. All the way from Michigan, Kurt Schneider, Daisy's bass player and multi-weirdo guy like me, and then Mikey French Fries on the guitar.
Yay!
From the Daisies.
That's right, from the Daisies. And you guys have a show coming up at Charlie's Kitchen on Monday, is that right?
We have a show at Charlie's Kitchen on Monday with a couple buddies, Rebuilder and Bad Boys Club, and this band called Someday from Italy. I believe it's their first show in Massachusetts, from what I've heard, anyway.
Very cool.
But we also have a show, a secret show. It was going to be a solo show, but we're going to play it as a full rock and roll band because we got a new drummer. So that's on the 18th at Winter Hill Brewing on Father's Day.
Oh, very nice.
So it was going to be a solo show, but, you know, I have to leak it now, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's a perfect thing to do with your dad. Take him to the brewery, yeah, and see the Daisies.
Have some beers and listen to rock and roll.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty good.
It's a beautiful thing. Speaking of rock and roll, I understand that we have a world premiere right here. Is that right?
World premiere, yes.
I'm pretty excited about this.
I'm pretty excited too. So this song, we're doing a split 12-inch with this band out of Boston called Quarters. And they're fantastic, really great people and great band. And we're just self-funding, DIY releasing a 12-inch record with no other money involved other than our day jobs and our hard work and our blood, sweat, and tears. And I'm pretty sure that's the only way you should do that. Not to get political about these things, but we're doing that thing, and I'm pretty darn excited about it. And we've all worked very incredibly hard to make it happen. So yeah, so this song is called Suffocate in the USA, and it's just kind of I'll be really brief about it, but it's basically just like a kind of a song about being a little fed up with just the things that are just kind of getting crammed down your throat on a day-to-day basis, whether it be like a chain store or like, you know, like ads, or, you know, just it gets tiring and frustrating. And I almost swore. I'm very sick of it. So that's what this song's about.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. And it's called Suffocate in the USA. It's brand spanking new from the Daisies. And we'll be back with Mikey, Kurt, and Co. Very shortly. Here we go.
Suffocate.
That is brand spanking new from the Daisies, Suffocate in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey, thank you so much for bringing that in.
Yeah.
Mikey and Kurt.
Sounds better and better every time I hear it.
I was singing along by the end. First
I also
time I
wanted
heard
to
it.
Mention that's also about our incompetent president. I forgot to mention that, but
yeah.
That probably just goes without say, you know?
Yeah. Yes. The what was it? Circus Peanut wearing a badger?
Sounds about right.
I think that was my favorite. Well, it is a thing of beauty, and I thank you for bringing it to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Very excited.
And you brought some friend music with you, too.
So, yeah. So, I got a couple friends, friends' bands I'm going to play, and some of them I'm playing with, but all of them I love dearly. So, this first one is a band called Beach Boyd, and the song is called Cut It Out, and they're playing July 1st at O'Brien's. It's their EP release show, so I'm pretty excited for those guys, and... You know, when good people make really great music, it's always pretty exciting. So you got to support those people because who knows what's going to happen.
It's true. We got to stick together.
So I really like this band and they're very nice people. And this is their debut. I don't know if they've ever been played on the radio before. So
that's very exciting.
I imagine they're excited. I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm pretty honored to be able to present it. So.
And they are called Beach Boyd, like Patty
Beached,
Boyd?
Beached Boy.
Beached Boy.
Yeah.
Beached Boy. It's very sweet. Well, Beached Boy, you can check out on July 1st, and their show is...
Is at O'Brien's with my great friend and Winter Hill Brewing head honcho, Jeff Rowe.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. So we have Beached Boy right here with Cut It Out.
Yeah.
Good setup.
Right up there, Beached Boy with Cut It Out, and we have more friend music that's coming up, and we're very excited to bring it to you here on WMFO. This right here is Matt Charette and the Truer Sound with a song called Shame. Charette and the Truer Sound with their single Shame. Oh, and we got more. This right up here, Bad Boy Club, Satellite of Lead.
Coming from above.
That's right. Bad Boy Club. Bad Boy Club. I got a Bad Boy Club right here. Thank you, Bob and Mike. I got a helper crew. I got some helper. I wouldn't say helper monkeys. I have helper friends. That was Bad Boy Club, Satellite of Lead. And we have one more song from the gang of Daisy's friends that we're playing tonight. And then we're going to hear again from Mikey Holland. He's going to sing for us all live and in person. But first, right up here, we got a song from Rebuilder. It's called Hope Diamond, and it's off their album Rock and Roll in America. I love that. I used to get so annoyed as a kid listening to the radio, and people would always talk over the fade-ins and the fade-outs. It's like, this is like the best part. Someone thought about that. Someone put some heart into that. That right there, Rebuilder with Hope Diamond off their album Rock and Roll in America. Mikey Holland, I am delighted that you're here. Mikey French Fries, Mr. Kurt, Mysterious Lady.
Erin Shaw. Artist galore.
I wasn't sure if Erin wanted
she
to be reintroduced.
She also is my unsung manager of the world. She helps me out more than anyone in the world. She's also my partner in crime, and we have a child dog together. So.
Aww. What kind of child dog?
I haven't seen him in 4 days, so I was pretty excited about seeing him today.
I bet.
He's going to be more famous than me. He's kind of turning into an internet celebrity.
He's just hired as a model.
He was just hired as a leash model. No joke.
I am unsurprised.
This is a world premiere as well.
Yeah. He's going to be the one bringing home the bacon, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and not eating it first?
He'll eat it because we're both vegetarians, so he could just eat it all up.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there we go.
It's beautiful for him.
It is. Well, I thank you warmly for coming in tonight, and I'm delighted that you brought with you some world premieres, some new music from beloved friend bands.
Yeah.
Some bands that you're going to be playing with, that you have played with, bands that are close to your heart.
Indeed. You know, I think that in this day and age that we live in, it's really important to just show a little love and support for your friends, and, you know, I think it helps the whole overall vibe of just being a musician or an artist of any type, you know, extend the hand and help people out, and I think that's important. And I think that in rock and roll and punk rock, where we come from, that's always been kind of the way that things go, you know. But it's not always the way things go, and it's frustrating when they don't go that way, because, you know, you should just help people out, you know. So yeah, these are my friends, and they're really cool, and I'm glad I got to play them tonight.
Me too. And I'm glad that you're here and that you have your beautiful guitar here with you, with some stars of silver screen and black wax.
This is an interesting guitar, but, you know, Billy always sings backups, you know.
He does such a good job. And, like, that's Generation X era.
Yeah,
Billy.
Yeah.
So, like, he's on fire.
His hair is the same color as his skin, which is a really nice touch.
Yeah.
For those of you listening at home, that's Billy Idol. He came out before the iPod.
It's true.
Dropping some knowledge on you there.
Oh, man.
Boom.
Cute.
Groan. Enjoy it.
I'll do a really quick story about this guitar. So I worked at this really terrible job with this, which once was just as annoying as a Trump supporter. Sorry if that offends you, but Bush supporter. So I worked for this former state police officer, and she was just really terrible, and she was really something else. But so one day I made enough money at this really crappy job to buy this guitar, and I left the job and bought this guitar and then quit that job immediately. And I don't know if it was the right decision. I'm pretty sure I lived in misery for at least a couple weeks, but I did have this guitar, and then I didn't have to deal with her anymore, and or her politics about how George Bush was a fantastic candidate. And I'm sure wherever she is in the world, she is a miserable person as she was then.
And what a beautiful trade you made to step out of that situation and directly into being the proud owner and friend of this guitar.
So, you know, things work out sometimes. should I set this
right
up?
Right down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. I would love it. Well, so there are rabbits right there, so it's perfect. It's a perfect thing.
So, this is actually an Aaron Shaw. Aaron Shaw original. Aaron Shaw original piece.
There are rabbits, so that's
but,
a hole.
So we have a 12-inch coming out, 12-inch vinyl with the quarters, and that's really exciting. That will be out in September, and then we have a full-length record, and the order is always crazy, but we recorded that one before, but, you know, whatever. So that full-length record is going to come out in October, and I'm really excited about it, about all the things. I'm just happy to play music, really, but so this is a song off of our full-length record that won't be out till October, but this, I guess, technically would be a world premiere live.
My socks are knocked right off. I'm so excited about this. Thank you.
So this song is called Frustration Land, and it's just about being an artist in the world today, and, you know, some of the stuff you got to deal with, I don't know, personal weirdness you can sort out on your own, I suppose. So I'll play it for you.
Thank you. this weight I'm drowning down. With this weight I'm sinking down. Sinking down.
Yeah, there you go. Frustration land.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing Frustration Land to WMFO. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. Aaron Shaw, Kurt Schneider.
Hey.
This is my family, so I bring them everywhere I go.
I'm excited that you brought your family. Maybe next time we could even have Clarence to bring your dog family
Didi
member.
Ramon, trademarked.
Is his name for real Iggy Ramon?
His name is Didi Ramon, yes.
Name is Didi Ramon. Well, we needed a new Didi Ramon.
You know,
not to me.
You can never have enough Didi Ramones.
He was reincarnated. They have the same cheekbones. It's kind of insane.
He plays bass.
And
he only knows.
I'm picturing a pug. Is that wrong of me?
It's not wrong.
Okay.
He has
a pug.
A very interesting mix of a Boston Terrier and a Chihuahua. And he was rescued from the woods of Tennessee with his whole family. They say his dad was a teeny Chihuahua and his mom was Boston. And he's the love of our lives.
He sounds like a delight.
He's a beautiful boy. Happy to see him today.
Now we have the full circle, the full family, the whole friend family, family, dog family.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody joining in. I love
We're
it.
All
it's
here.
A beautiful thing. As you announced earlier tonight, you have a special as happenstance would have it, Father's Day Sunday show, and that's at the Winter Hill Brewing Company
in Winter Hill, Somerville.
Excellent.
And then on Monday, the next day, is Charlie's Kitchen with Someday from Italy, Bad Boys Club, my dude Evan. And then, of course, Rebuilder. And then, whole bunch of other stuff happening.
You're a busy guy, and then you have this beautiful self-funded double-sided 12-inch that you're putting out with Quarters.
Indeed, yeah.
And then in October, the full length,
which will also more than likely be self-funded, unless someone wants to put that record out.
Give me some money.
But you know, I don't mind putting out my own records because I work hard for it, and it's good. You know, like me and Kurt we're the Daisies, we're a tag team duo, and all the craziness that comes along with the two long-haired weirdo guys in your band. But you know, at the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm really grateful to have Kurt by my side.
Thanks. So,
it's a beautiful thing.
We're a little family.
Thank
weirdo
you.
Family.
The weirdo family, I feel like, is the way to go. We all try to have our own weirdo family. And I'm delighted that you brought your lovely, beautiful, loving weirdo family here tonight.
Yeah. Gaba gaba hey. Thank
exactly.
you so much
reincarnated,
for having us,
etc. Speaking of family, I wanted to do a somewhat clever segue into the next song that I was going to play. I don't know exactly how clever it's going to work out, but you know, speaking of family,
I think you got this.
I have a part of my weirdo family who I know is listening tonight, and I wanted to play this song. It's a tribute to doing things that make you feel afraid, but you do them anyway, even though they make you feel afraid.
I support that.
And that was a philosophy that I thought might speak to you somewhat. Mikey, Kurt, and Aaron, Daisies.
Great time. Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you, so much
you for joining
us.
Me tonight. I'm just delighted.
Love it. Thank you.
And I hope that you will be coming back again before long, perhaps even to do a plugged in thing.
Yeah.
Would be
we'll
super
go full,
exciting.
Full bore rock and roll if you want us.
Blow our hair back. Very exciting. But thank you very much for being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And right up here, I'm going to play some Daniel Willett and the Shobijin. This song right here is called The Moon is Full of Love. And ain't that the truth? And the Shobijin right there with The Moon is Full of Love, and that is so true. We have Vicky Porter and band coming up soon, but first I wanted to do a little twofer. I got another song for you from Daniel Willett and the Shobijin. This song right here is called Van Dyke. It's off the same album. It's the brand new album Lepidoptera. Behind every wing, someone enjoys an egg. There's generally always a subtitle to all Daniel Willett and Shobijin album titles, and this one is not to be left out at all. So right up here, this song, it is a song about a young girl begging her mother for her very own beard, and it's a true story.
I want,
she want,
I want,
she want,
I want,
she want,
I want, face whenever I'm lonely. I want a rather special look, something nice like Grizzly Adams, to make all the boys call me their master.
I want,
she wants,
I want,
she wants,
I want,
she wants
a beer.
I want a face like Abraham Lincoln, something distinguished to impress Americans. I want a charming, sexy look, something sweet like Confucius, to give my classmates hours of amusement.
I want,
she wants,
I want,
she wants,
I want,
she wants
a beer.
Now that's a look for a fine occasion, a pointy goatee that's not too lazy. Now that's a look for a festive season, to be generous just like Santa Claus. Hey, don't forget to bring the Krampus.
I want,
she wants,
I want,
she wants,